This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show on this Thursday, June 5th edition, 2014. I'm David Knight. I'll be your host today. We've got a lot of information, and we're going to be taking your calls as well. Today, we're going to be talking about Obama. Many people on both the left and right are talking about how he is becoming more and more like Nixon. I would say he's getting his Nixon on. Both commentators from the left and the right, how he's essentially doing what Nixon always wanted to do. Remember that quote from Nixon in the David Frost interview where he says, if the president does it, it's not illegal. You know, that type of thing. That's what we're hearing from the Obama administration now. I think that's what we really need to focus on this Bergdahl case. We've seen these types of actions time and time again, but as Jonathan Turley has pointed out, and he's I believe it's Harvard. It's one of the liberal institutions. Is it Harvard, guys? Anyway, Jonathan Turley has been pointing out on CNN, on Sean Hannity, very clearly the law states that he has to give 30-day notice in advance, not 3 days afterwards. Does he talk to the Congress? Not 3 days before, 30 days before, not 30 minutes after, 30 days before. It's a very clear violation of the law. As we have seen time and again, as we have seen with the actions of the NDAA, which ironically is the clause that has that 30-day provision in it. So essentially, Obama has been kind of hoisted by his own petard. Maybe he shouldn't have signed that NDAA act. I certainly don't think he should have. We're also going to be talking about David Letterman. He had Anderson Cooper on his show, and desperate as he was to get attention and ratings as he's sinking into irrelevancy, they decided they would talk about gun control and basically rehash all of the old liberal talking points. So we're going to talk about that in light of the killing in California. And you know what's really behind it? It's really, guess what? Drugs. Where else do you think people are going to stop acting like animals like that? How do they lose their empathy and sympathy for other humans to be able to kill in that manner? It doesn't matter whether it's a gun or whether it's knives that he used on people. The issue is, how does one transform from being a human being to someone who will just lash out like that? And time again, we see it is the drugs, the SSRI drugs. In this case, it's a Xanax addiction to prescription drugs. That is what is making people crazy. But we don't want to talk about that. We can have a massive war on drugs, on recreational drugs, but we don't even want to mention the dangerous side effects to the pharmaceutical companies because, you know, hey, those are the sponsors of television. Virtually all of television sponsored now in a way that it has never before been sponsored by pharmaceutical companies. 10, 20 years ago, you never had every other commercial be a pharmaceutical commercial with a long, long list of side effects. Well, this is one side effect we need to be talking about. So we're going to talk about that. We see that the European central banks are now floating the idea of a negative interest rate. That's right. Let's borrow our way into prosperity. And actually, we have an article up on InfoWars where we've got somebody actually suggesting that. That's been the motive behind much of the motivation behind much of the things happening in our economy, telling people they can live the good life. You can go from working hard to playing hard if you just go into debt. That's essentially what this guy says. We're going to talk a little bit about that. But all this week, we've been talking about the freedom of the press. We've been talking about how easy it is for government to work with media and to run down the memory hole things like the Bilderberg Group meeting secretly for decades, to run down the memory hole things like Tiananmen Square 25 years ago, to essentially pretend that it didn't exist and make an entire generation of Chinese ignorant about what happened on that day. We've seen that they've been able to run down the memory hole NSA whistleblowers like Benny and Drake. But a year ago, we had a leaks from Snowden, and we're going to talk about the effect that that's had, what people have learned about that, and how finally That has taken out of the memory hole the dirty, hidden secrets of the NSA. So join us, and we're going to be taking your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Leanne McAdoo for InfoWarsLife.com. I'm here with Dr. Edward Group, master herbologist and chief formulator behind the InfoWars Life products. Dr. Group, what have you been hearing from women who've started taking Super Female Vitality?
You know, we've heard the reviews and feedback from Super Male Vitality, from emails to even excited callers on the radio. Now, the answer for women is here. A new formulation specifically designed for the female body, Super Female Vitality, delivers 10 key herbs that work synergistically to revitalize the unique biology of women.
I'm so glad that you guys made this for women. When he brought me home the bottle of Super Female, I had tons of energy, tons of motivation, a lot of drive. My husband thinks I've been in a better mood. Our relationship, all I can say, is it's a lot better now.
I've just started taking Super Female Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. Supplies are limited, so secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or dial 1-888-253-3139.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Thursday, June 5th edition of the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. I'll be your host today. June 5th. It was just 1 year ago that we saw the first of the Ed Snowden leaks come out. You know, prior to that, even though we had been talking about it for a very long time, even though we had had very high-ranking NSA whistleblowers, people like William Binney and Drake, who had come out and warned us what was happening in the wake of 2001 readjustment of the entire NSA structure to essentially take spying that they had been doing abroad and essentially turn that agency inward on the American people in a dragnet surveillance. They warned us about it, but essentially it went down the memory hole, just like the press's coverage of Bilderberg for generations, just like the coverage of Tiananmen Square was ignored and the Chinese media, the Chinese government, the Chinese textbooks pretended that that never happened. Well, we had a press that was essentially pretending that the NSA whistleblowers and what they were talking about essentially wasn't happening, even though William Binney was the highest-ranking technical person with global responsibility, and he blew the whistle on what was happening with this. It was a tale of insider corruption, paying a lot more for software that had been developed. They had software that he had developed, that he had been a part of, that was developed internally in the NSA. And it was able to do the job without violating the Fourth Amendment rights of innocent Americans. And yet they decided that they would go with a contractor. And I don't know what that was, but they would go with a contractor who would essentially charge a great deal of money and do a dragnet surveillance. So they went from one that was called, I think, Thin Thread, was developed internally by Benny and others. They went to Trailblazer, and they were blowing the whistle, but nobody was listening to them. Fortunately, when the Snowden documents came out, it's almost now become a passé meme within the last year. It's hard to believe that it's only been a year. There's been so much information that has leaked out about these leaks. So we're going to be talking about that and talking about the fact that there is more than one way to destroy our personal freedoms, our freedom of speech, and what's going on with the Internet. And the Internet is under attack from a variety of different angles. We're going to be talking about net neutrality, a great comment flooding. There were comments that flooded the FCC from a video from John Oliver. And that's what we need to see. We need to see people from both the left and the right who have serious disagreements on many things, but we have to come together to agree that we're not going to live under a police state. Yet we see with people like David Letterman and Anderson Cooper from CNN, as they got together on the David Letterman show, they started pushing this left-right paradigm, trying to use the Elliot Rogers murders as an excuse for gun confiscation from innocent, law-abiding, responsible gun owners. And here's what they had to say, a little bit of it.
To improve, not eliminate guns, how to improve this. But now we've just become inured to this. People are shot and killed each and every day by private handgun ownership. You can't tell me this is an insoluble problem.
Well, it certainly, I mean, at this point, it seems a problem that America isn't ready to tackle or isn't willing to tackle. I mean, I think
people are shot and killed every day by people having private handguns. Well, you know, people are shot and killed every day in this country by police who are operating under rules of engagement that should never have taken place. They're being prompted by the federal government to shoot first. That's actually the curriculum that they have in New Mexico, the State Police Academy. They had a longtime veteran instructor there who refused to teach that, who resigned rather than teaching that. But those are the rules of engagement that we see being pushed by a government. Do we want that government to have a monopoly on force? Do we want to take guns out of the hands of individuals who are behaving responsibly? And they completely ignore in this discussion that David Letterman has with Anderson Cooper, they completely ignore the root cause. As we have pointed out before, in every one of these mass murder cases, it is always mood-altering, mind-altering, behavior-altering drugs. And in this case, in Elliot Rogers, we now know that he had an addiction to Xanax. What can make someone lose all empathy, all sympathy for other human beings? What can make them get into a trance-like state where they can run over people on the road and just and not be bothered by it? They can operate and yet completely have any sense of what they're doing, any moral right or wrong, completely severed. Well, it's these drugs. Nobody's going to talk about it. Why? Because the big sponsors for David Letterman's show, as well as the rest of the mainstream media, are these pharmaceutical companies. We have an entire war on drugs, which is turning our government into a predator, SWAT teaming people, shooting them without warning, no-knock raids, militarized police departments. We can have that in the name of a war on illegal drugs, but we can't even talk about the murderous side effects of the pharmaceutical drugs. That was when they cut Alex Jones off immediately when he went on to Piers Morgan. He could say pretty much anything he wanted to about Piers Morgan and guns, but when he got onto the murder-suicide pills, they basically did not bring him back in the next segment. Why? Because that's where they get most of their money. And I want to move on from that to the other big story that's breaking today. Of course, everyone is talking about Bo Bergdahl and this prisoner exchange. There's a lot to talk about here. There's a lot to talk about in terms of releasing these people. But I think the key thing we need to focus on
And what we see people on both the left and the right talking about is the comparisons to Nixon and how he has an imperial presidency. He believes that he can do anything he wants. And we now see some people floating the idea of impeachment. Essentially, nobody, even the Democrats, are not backing up Obama for the most part. He's starting to get some of his administration people to back him up. But even, and of course, Harry Reid backs him up, says, no, he doesn't have a 30-day requirement. It's clearly written in the law that he has to give a 30-day notice about this. It has to be talked about, discussed. He did not follow that. Jonathan Turley and others have pointed out that he clearly broke the law. There is no wiggle room on that. And now the question is, are they going to do anything about it? But let's look at some of the apologists first. We've got a clip from Hagel. Let's listen to what he had to say.
There's a lot of classified information in how we got him out, when we got him out, methods used. These are important classified documents. Now, we're sharing these things, by the way, in classified forums with appropriate committees. To your bigger question, why now? It was our judgment, based on the information that we had, that his life, his health, were in peril. And
imminently?
Well, when you say imminently, it's easy for us to sit here and look behind and say, well, 24 hours, 48 hours. It was our judgment, and it was unanimous, by the way, I might add. It was the Secretary of Defense, Secretary of State, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Director of National Intelligence, Attorney General. Yeah. We all came to the same conclusion.
We hear this over and over again. Well, you know, you really just have to trust us on this because this is national security. I would like to tell you really what the basis of this is, but I can't really. Remember when we had the confirmation hearings for the judge that is one level below the Supreme Court, a lifetime judge appointment, and yet this guy had written memos that supposedly gave legal justification to the drone assassination program? But of course, in all these years, nobody was able to look at those legal memos. When Rand Paul and others started to make an issue out of that, that this guy had written secret memos to essentially assassinate American citizens abroad, justifying that presumably with some legal argument. They said, well, you're going to appoint him to a very high court position, a lifetime appointment. Let's see what this guy's legal arguments are. And they wouldn't even release it to the Senate for a while. Finally, they released it to the Senate. We still have not seen those justifications to the public. So we always see that they're going to pull the State Secret Act. That's something that goes all the way down whenever you go in and even talk to somebody at a local police station. I can't comment on that. That's confidential. Nobody in government will tell us anything. The entire government is being run like a star chamber. And frankly, I'm sick of it. We need to stop this. And on this one-year anniversary of the Snowden documents, as people are debating, you know, whether we see Newt Gingrich talking about, is Snowden a traitor? And we see a Democrat say, no, he's not necessarily a traitor. He's just a criminal that needs to go to jail. Look, he exposed criminal actions that are being taken by people in government. We need to stop having a star chamber government. It's just metastasizing. But this is the comment from Obama today. He said, we saw an opportunity and we seized it. I make no apologies for that. Well, when Jonathan Turley went on the Sean Hannity show, remember he was on CNN earlier this week talking to Wolf Blitzer, and Wolf Blitzer was kind of surprised when he said, well, you know, did the president violate the law? And he said, clearly he did. There isn't any wiggle room with this 30-day requirement. This is the comment that Turley had on the Sean Hannity show. He said, what's emerging is an imperial presidency. An Uber presidency, as I've called it, where the president can act unilaterally. This is only the latest example of that. Absolutely. This is happening all the time. Even with his own Obamacare regulations, he gets his system put in, and even that is constantly adjusted as if he is dictator in chief. Now, Turley goes on to say, people don't seem to understand that the separation of powers is not about the power of these branches. In other words, I don't really care fundamentally if the president is more powerful than the Supreme Court or the legislature. It's really, as he said, there to protect individual liberty. It's there to protect us from the concentration of power. And we need to remember that the divisions and the separations of power were not initially just between the branches of the federal government. There was also a separation of power between the federal government, the state governments, and the people. They feared concentration of power so much, and they feared that it would happen in the central branch so much, that they divided that power between the states and the people, and then within the central government, they divided it into three pieces. We're going to be right back. We're going to talk about Obama getting his Nixon on. Stay with us.
How long would you last if all grocery stores ceased to exist?
Not in America. This can't happen in America.
Because of my concern about our government, I was looking at survival stuff.
I was raised as a Girl Scout, and their motto was to be prepared.
Food for Patriots was an opportunity for me to be able to put some things aside. I said, well, this is a product worth having, seeing as it's so good.
Like the pricing for what I got. I like the containers they were shipped in.
They keep in touch with you. You get your emails. You get your confirmations.
The customer service is just absolutely fantastic.
Plan on buying probably about four more of these minimum.
And it just came so quick. It came right when they said it would come.
Thanks for supplying all this stuff for us, because I think we're all going to be needing it in a very short time.
Join over 50,000 Americans who have trusted Food for Patriots. Go to GetSurvivalFood.com to learn more. That's GetSurvivalFood.com.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terragenics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terragenics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terragenics.com. TerraGanix.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Grubb. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Are you happy doing your laundry with perfume detergents that irritate your skin? Are you happy washing your hands with stinking fragrances that gives your skin rashes? Are you happy paying new, higher prices for smaller boxes? Find your happiness today with our 1 to 4 year supply of Pure soaps, or our 1 to 2 month sampler with bar soap, shampoo, laundry, and dish soap at 5starsoap.com. You deserve the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com.
Attention all radio listeners. Survival Life is giving away free credit card knives exclusively to our radio listeners. Visit freecovertknife.com to see this covert knife in action and to claim yours free. It's the same knife you've seen in airline magazines for $29.95. But today, it's yours free. Just pay shipping and handling. Go to freecovertknife.com. Go now.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Thursday, June 5th, 2014, 1 year after the first documents from Edward Snowden surfaced, what it told us was not just that we had one agency that was violating the law, but we have seen in the year that has passed as people have come after Snowden as a criminal for exposing what the government was doing and that was criminal, as they have, instead of reforming government, instead of going after the people who are violating their oaths, they've gone after Ed Snowden. What we see is a government that embraces the secret surveillance state. We've seen how pervasive that is, how it goes from the top to the bottom of the government, as we see that every part of government, from the White House down to local police departments, don't believe that not only are they not accountable to anyone, but they don't have to even give us any information about what we're doing. To me, that is the core thing that we're seeing here. It's an arrogance against the people to say that they are not accountable to the Constitution and they are not accountable to the people. And we see that in what Obama is doing. He doesn't believe that he's accountable to the law, to the Constitution, to the people, to anything. And we now see people from both the left and the right who are criticizing him for this. And we have Jonathan Turley, who's on Sean Hannity. I was just reading that quote where he said, people don't seem to understand that the separation of powers is not about the power of these branches. It's there to protect individual liberty. It's there to protect us from the concentration of power. He says, you know, I've said it before, Barack Obama is really the president that Richard Nixon always wanted to be. You know, he's been allowed to act unilaterally in a way that we've been fighting for decades. See, when you separate power between the central government and the states and the people, as was the original design, as you separate power between these different branches in government, that those are just merely tactics. The real target is individual liberty. That is the goal. And we can't have that when we've got a government that has nothing but contempt for the Constitution, for the rule of law. Now, on the right, George Will had an essay, and he pointed out that Richard Nixon famously said to David Frost, when the president does it, that means it's not illegal. Doesn't that sound like Barack Obama? Doesn't that sound like the presidency we have now? He goes on to analyze the way that Politico explained what was going on. Politico kind of played semantics with what happened. They said that Obama's assertive act defied Congress. And Will points out, defied Congress? I thought it defied the law. That's what they're doing from the Edward Snowden documents showing that the NSA and all these different government agencies are defying the law. The Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act that was put in. Remember, that was put in the wake of the Church Intelligence Committee hearings back in the 1970s, looking at the abuses of the CIA, trying to make sure that they did not become a predatory spy agency like East Germany spying on American citizens. So they created this FISA Act. And they said, we're going to allow you to do intelligence of people that you think may be enemies of the United States abroad, but you're not going to do that here domestically. And now that has become something of a star chamber court where they can go in and without, they call the FISA court a court. It's not a court in any way, shape, or form. There is one single person, a political appointee, who sits there and hears one person from the government. It's not an adversarial relationship there. There's no transparency. There's no public knowledge of what's going on. And yet, as they have these secret hearings between one judge and one bureaucrat from the administration, they believe that these decisions that they come up with have the power to modify our Constitution. Those are simply head games they're playing with themselves. They're engaging in criminal actions, and we need to call them on it. And fortunately, we've seen that over and over again with these Snowden documents. People are starting to understand what's going on. The question is, will we do anything about it? The question is, will our legislative leaders do anything about Obama's criminal actions? Now, in a story up on InfoWars today from Alexander Bolton on the Hill, we see that Lindsey Graham is warning that the Republicans might impeach Obama for what he's done, releasing these five Taliban prisoners from Gitmo without following the procedure. Do you think? This is kind of, how many times have we heard this before? We always see the Republicans come out and say, oh, this is really bad. You know, one more time, we're going to do something about it. How many times does he have to break the law before they do anything about it? Now, we're going to take your calls. I want to get your take on the Snowden events and what's happened in the last year. Call us on 800-259-9231. Give us your take on what's happened in the last year and what you think needs to be done. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there's a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks. I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking the hands down on the pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
If you watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
The best refuel stoves on the market for disasters and survival are Silverfire. Its clean cook stove technology allows you to pasteurize emergency drinking water, cook a meal, or sanitize your cookware with just twigs. A U.S. veteran-owned company, Silverfire's mission is emergency and recreation cooking products. Made of quality stainless steel, Silverfire's wide line of indoor and outdoor models range from solo backpack models to large family units. Cook cleanly and for free. Get yours today at silverfire.us. That's silverfire.us.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and I want to remind you that this half hour of the Alex Jones Show is brought to you by our sponsor, My Patriot Supply. As Alex has said repeatedly on this program, the globalists are moving up their endgame, and America, as we know and love it, may someday soon be a thing of the past. But patriots everywhere are getting prepared, and they're doing it with one of my favorite companies, MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com offers high-quality survival gear and is the home of the Patriot Pantry line of emergency food storage. The food's delicious, easy to prepare, put together with GMO-free crops, and storable for up to 25 years. And My Patriot Supply has developed space-saving and secure food storage bins, unlike flimsy plastic pails that you find almost anywhere else. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers. That's MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. The globalists are counting on you to be unprepared. Fight back. Get prepared at MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today. As a matter of fact, you know, so many times we have to work to try to get reform in our government, whether that's truth and labeling about GMO, whether that's getting fluoride out of the water, or whether it's taking action to try to stop the NSA. And so we now have on this 1 year anniversary of the Ed Snowden documents being revealed, showing us what our government has been doing to us in secret. We now see that there is a movement afoot on the web. Let's show a little bit of a clip of that to essentially reset it, to essentially take the initiative ourselves to do something ourselves to try to take back our freedom. That's an important thing. We always need to work together collectively for our individual freedoms, but understand that there are things that we can do ourselves. And so they're trying to appeal, as Edward Snowden has, to individual developers, saying, put some features into your app that are going to give some security to your users. Or if you're a user, take advantage of some of the features that are already there. You know, for a long time, there was an app out there going all the way back to the days of Echelon back in the 1990s. People knew that the government was collecting, people who were informed, who were following things, knew that the government was collecting information on American citizens. And so some people made some tools available like PGP. That was pretty good privacy. It was a personal encryption method that would allow you to encrypt your emails. We know that if everybody starts encrypting their emails, it's going to be very difficult for the NSA to do something about it. Of course, it's an ongoing war. They will adapt as we adapt, but at least let's resist. Let's at least do something. Let's play a little bit of a clip for people on radio. We've been showing some video from their campaign. Let's play a little bit about it.
To be ourselves, but governments are building a prison around it. We have to stop them, but how? They seem so vast and powerful. But government spies have a weakness. They can hack anybody, but they can't hack everybody. Folks like the NSA depend on collecting insecure data from tapped fiber. They depend on our mistakes. Mistakes we can fix. The plan? Reset the net. Together, on June 5th, 1 year after Snowden's first NSA story, we all take one powerful step to turn off government spying and turn on freedom. The call is simple. Find some territory of the internet that you can protect from prying eyes. Seize it and hold it. Are you a developer? Promise to add one NSA-resistant feature to your app. Are you an internet user? Promise to try one NSA-resistant privacy tool.
Okay, now that's the campaign. You can find that. It's a hashtag ResetTheNet. It's a campaign, and their motto is, don't ask for privacy. Take it back. I think we should do that with everything, whether it's our own personal food supply, our drinking water, our right to keep and bear arms. There's so many different things that we can do, especially, I would add, juries. We see trial by jury as well as even a trial by a judge is something that is starting to disappear from our country. So we need to take these things back as we can. We also need to work collectively to try to stop it. And I'm going to go to your calls here in just a moment, try to get your take on what Obama is doing as he becomes essentially the reincarnation of Richard Nixon. But I also want to talk to you about Snowden, where you think we could head with that. Besides resetting the net, what do we do to take this back? There's been a lot of ground covered in the last year about educating the public. That's a very positive thing. Now, what do we do to take action? I want to talk about how Meet the Press is debating the importance of Snowden. Now, we saw just this last couple of days, it was on June 1st on the Sunday show, they had Newt Gingrich and a Democrat former congressperson, Harman, talking about it. Listen to this quote from Gingrich. He said, what right does any single American have to decide that more than the president, more than the Congress, that they're going to leak our secrets? This is the act of a traitor. What Snowden leaked were the traitorous acts of our president, of our Congress, of our NSA, of our bureaucracies. There was an article that broke when I was in Europe about the national health system in Britain. There was a whistleblower there that exposed the fact that in the areas that he was working, they had children and seniors who were locked away for 12 hours a day without any food or water. Now, the response of these people was it to thank him? Was it to put the people in jail that had been doing this, to fire them, to do anything to them? No. What they did was they fired the whistleblower. We see that happening over and over again. People who expose criminal activity on the part of the government are not criminals. That's what Ed Snowden did. Now, the Democrat, Harmon, said, well, you know, Snowden should come back. He should cut a deal. He should serve prison time. I think that's where this should come out. This ought to be a lesson to other kids. Watch out. This is very dangerous. Yes, it's very dangerous to expose the illegal actions, the criminal actions of a criminal government that will not reform itself. Now, one of the other pieces of fallout that's happening, of course, in Snowden is that American corporations are finding that it's much harder for them to do business. And in China, the Wall Street Journal just pointed out that Chinese state television ran a very anti-Microsoft segment. Now, of course, Microsoft was one of the early adopters of the PRISM program. They were the first ones in there. They were in there long before the other corporations got in there. They've been linked at the hip with the surveillance state, with the security state here in America. A Chinese state TV broadcast, they say on Wall Street Journal, laid into the Microsoft and its Windows 8 operating system on Wednesday, saying the amount of personal data the system's capable of collecting and the profile of Chinese society it would be capable of producing would, quote, be more precise and up-to-date than that collected by our own National Bureau of Statistics. They said, we've seen that the USA has relevant acts like the Patriot Act that oblige companies that hold information resources to transfer that to the U.S. government. That's the message that people are getting about our corporations. They need to distance themselves in a real way. People are not buying their phony misinformation saying that they really weren't part of the PRISM program. People don't buy that, and it's costing them dearly. And that's going to continue to go on until companies like Microsoft actually push back. But don't hold your breath. We see that even in places like Florida, small town sheriff departments, it's not just at the top where we see this kind of corruption. It's even down at the local police departments. And it's being driven by our federal government. They're the ones who are offering sweetheart deals on all this heavy equipment that is militarizing our police as if they were going to be fighting a war in Iraq or Afghanistan. And so we see this story about U.S. Marshals seizing cops' spying records to keep them from the ACLU. This is one that was picked up by the Drudge Reports from Wired Magazine. They say a routine request in Florida for public records regarding the use of surveillance tool known as Stingray, and we've reported on that several times here at InfoWars, took an extraordinary turn recently when federal authorities seized the documents before the police could release them. Now, under a court order, they were going to be given these documents over to the ACLU, which was challenging it. Essentially what they're doing is they are tracking and surveilling people without a court order, without a warrant. In other words, the police departments, and many of these are local police departments, a lot of it is happening in Florida, they're illegally surveilling people without getting a search warrant. Now, to keep that information from being turned over, they point out, the ACLU points out, that several times the feds have come in doing everything they can to prevent that information from being turned over. Let me tell you just a little bit about what Stingray is. Okay, it's essentially a way for them to triangulate your position using cell phone data. And they're saying, well, because it's just your cell phone data, it's just metadata, and that doesn't really apply. That's baloney. That's meta-lies, I'd say. They're prevaricating around the bush. Listen, if they can profile everything about your personal habits using metadata, that's just as good as if they're going to actually read your email or if they're going to listen to you. And we know that they're doing that too. We know they're doing that. We've been telling you that they're doing that. Whistleblowers have been telling you that they're doing that. We know they're doing that. When they come in and say, we're only getting metadata, that's a lie. But if they were only getting metadata, if that were really true, that would be a violation. But here's the thing that really bothers me about this. The explanation from the Tallahassee Police Department said, even that, and this is a police department that, according to the Wall Street Journal article, said they'd used Stingray at least 200 times since 2010 without telling any judge. And here's their reason. The device manufacturer made the police department sign a non-disclosure agreement that the police claim prevents them from disclosing what they're going to do to the courts. Think about that. Think about that. They're saying that they signed a paper with a corporation that they're not going to disclose this information to a judge as required under the law, under the Constitution, that their non-disclosure agreement with this corporation is more important than the Constitution or any laws that we write subsequent to that. That's what they're saying. I mean, could it be any clearer that we have a corporate fascist surveillance state here, that a military industrial complex company, and that's their new profit center, is the police state, that they can come in and have a police department sign this paper saying you can't tell a judge if you're going to actually be using this. And the police use that as an excuse? Those people ought to all go to jail. This is absolutely amazing that they would do something like this. Let's go to your phone calls. We've got Ashley in Wisconsin. Ashley, go ahead.
Hi. How's it going today?
Doing fine.
I actually saw an article in Vice News under War and Conflict section that I found very interesting. And the headline of it was, why was the FBI investigating Michael Hastings reporting on Bo Bergdahl? And I didn't know, I'm not sure if you guys are aware, that Michael Hastings actually did a report on Bo Bergdahl. And it's actually titled America's Hope. Goodness, I just had an affair switching out. But it's very interesting that I did not know that Michael Hastings was actually reporting on Bo Bergdahl.
Oh, yeah, we're very aware of it. Yeah, our Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, he was the one that Michael Hastings was embedded with. And he knows quite a bit about the Bergdahl case. He said had several reports about it. Actually, we've got a special report from the Nightly News last night that we're going to be running later on in the show from Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs.
Okay, so yeah, I thought that was very interesting. I was like, ooh, I hope they know about that. That's a very interesting connection to the two, you know?
Yes, yes, but, yes. Okay. Thank you for bringing that up. Yes, let's go to Brian in Arizona. Brian.
Yeah, hey, I just want to touch base on the six terrorists that got released. And my feeling of it all is that he had no idea who the hell the person was he let go. If they did know, it's complete treason. And the only threat that we have to our country is the Obama administration. Most of all, Harry Reid keeps shutting everything down and blaming it on the Republicans, which the Republicans are spineless. You name it. We can go on and on about that.
Well, of course, we've known for a long time that they essentially created Al-Qaeda. They called them something else when they started, when they were fighting the Russians. They called them Mujahideen. But, you know, this is something that our government creates the threat, and then they offer the solution, whether it's 9/11, whether it's the Al-Qaeda terrorists. They create the boogeyman, and then they come to us to with a solution that they've already developed. And so I think the biggest thing about this is that we need to stop tolerating this breaking of the law by the president. How many times does this have to go on before he's impeached?
How can we stop it? And they're not going to do it. They're going to throw the race card in there again.
Exactly.
Is there some general somewhere that can stop this? Is there anything? It's got to be we the people. We got to stand up. We got to vote. We got to do what we can do to get this god-awful mess off table.
Well, that's true. I think just like with the Snowden leaks, I mean, we can't go in and physically arrest NSA. We can't physically go in and shut them down. And as long as we have a government that wants to do this, there's not a great deal that we can do other than things like this, reset the web. We can do things to resist it on a personal level. We can get active and we can educate people about jury nullification. We can shut it down. It only takes one of us in a jury to shut down the war on drugs, which is really where this police state started a couple of decades ago. They've now rolled it into the war on terror. But one person sitting on a jury can shut this down. That's the beauty of the jury system. That's one of the most powerful things we have as a people. And so there are things that we can do to protect ourselves individually, to protect our family, and even to stand up for the rights of people who are on trial. But most people don't want to be bothered with a jury trial. And jury trials are so rare that most people will go in and take a plea bargain rather than trust their fellow jurors. So, yeah, I don't really know what we do. Thank you, Brian in Arizona. Let's go to Billy in California. Billy?
David, I wanted to start off by saying I agree with you guys on about 90% of everything that you guys cover, and I think that you guys do a great job. Having said that, I think I disagree with you guys on something that you guys are a big thing that you're missing. I think that you guys are missing a huge conspiracy, and the conspiracy is evolution. I mean, so many Christians out there still believe in evolution. They believe that the earth is billions of years old and that, you know, we evolved from monkeys, you know, basically saying that Genesis is completely not true.
Yeah, I don't believe that, frankly. You know, I believe in special creation. I take the Bible literally, and I don't have any problem with defending that. I mean, you know, there are the key message of the Bible is what Christ did for us. But of course, when you start talking about creation versus evolution, what you're really talking about is, do we really believe the authority of the Bible? Are we going to go into science that is continually changing? And are we going to then try to read that back into the text in order to get the Bible to agree with whatever the science of the day says? I don't agree with that. I take it literally. I don't have a problem with that. If God can raise a man and from the dead in 3 days, I think he can create the earth in any time that he wants to. So we're going to be right back. We're going to take some of your calls. We're all over the map on different things. I would like to take some calls on Ed Snowden. What do you think about this last year? Let's talk about freedom of the press.
This hour of GCN programming is proudly sponsored by BlockItPocket.com. Protect your privacy and data and render your phone or device completely undetectable. Go under the radar when your phone's not in use with BlockItPocket.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried, so don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's HarvestRight.com.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed, and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hard-working American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
When the day comes where the world changes forever, you can be ready at a moment's notice. With Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's completely mobile and ready to go. All the comforts of an RV, but custom-built to outlast any other trailer. Learn more at survivalistcamps.com. Due to overwhelming response, limited inventory is available. Be ready with survivalistcamps.com. Survivalist Camps, providing your basic needs to survive.
You've talked about it for a while. Now it's time to get your family the emergency readiness pack it deserves. And there's one site to turn to, toppackgear.com. From large to small, you'll find kits for every purpose, and all of them can be customized by you. Toppackgear.com offers the best pre-built packs the internet has to offer, assembled using only high-quality products vetted by pros and chosen for the best balance of quality and value. Prepare, endure, prevail with toppackgear.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. We're talking about a variety of subjects today. We're talking about Obama's arrogance, about how he's channeling Richard Nixon. As Nixon said, if the president says it, it's not against the law. And that's essentially what we're seeing. Obama, he thinks, you know, a dictator is essentially somebody who just speaks the law out of his mouth. And evidently, that's what Obama thinks. He's a dictator. He changes Obamacare as he wishes. He ignores the laws within the NDAA that he signed, and we have a lot of problems with what he signed, but whenever he violates it, the Republicans just let him get away with it. They try to make a few cheap points as far as with their base, as far as election purposes go, but essentially they think that they're going to get the reins of power, and they want all the power that he has. They're not about cutting back the power that the president has assumed or the power that the central government has assumed. They want that power in Washington. So we're taking your calls at 800-259-9231. This is also the one-year anniversary of the first leaks of Ed Snowden, exposing criminal activities by a criminal and secret government that believes that everyone, not just our president, but everyone in the bureaucracy, everyone in the Senate, everyone in the House of Representatives is essentially above the law. So I want to get your comments on that. Terry in Virginia, what do you think about Snowden?
Ed Snowden?
Yes, yes. What do you think about the Snowden leaks? What's your take on this, on the one-year anniversary?
Well, I have thought from the very beginning that Ed Snowden was a hero. From the very first time I heard about what he did, I never doubted that, you know, what he was doing was really for the United States people and not trying to be, a traitor.
Right.
If that's the word I was trying to think of.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I just have such a problem with people saying, oh, well, you know, I don't mind them spying on me because I don't have anything to hide. And my stepson said that to me just recently. And I said, well, how would you feel if there was a peeping Tom standing outside your window, even if he was dressed in a police uniform?
Yes.
And they're watching you. How would you feel about that?
Exactly.
Well, I go out there and I beat his butt is what he said. And I said, well, it's no different. What's different about it?
Alex has used that analogy many times. He said, why do we even wear clothes? You know, shouldn't everything that we have be available to the government? If you understand human nature, you understand that giving somebody that kind of power is incredibly dangerous, and it will be abused. William Binney was a guest on our show. We interviewed him, and, of course, he was one of the early NSA whistleblowers. He was involved as the global technical head. In other words, he was the head technical person at the NSA for quite a long time. He worked there for over 30 years. And he had global responsibilities. And what he told us on this program when I interviewed him, he said, I've seen this in East Germany. I've seen this in the Soviet Union. In the early days when he worked for the NSA, that's what they did. They spied on people that were perceived to be a threat to the U.S. government abroad. And he's very concerned when that surveillance apparatus, that spy machine, turns inward on the American people and starts surveilling the most minute details of their lives, compiling dossiers on every individual in the country. When you allow the government to do that, you will find that they will intimidate people, that they will shut down debate, and people will be intimidated just by knowing that the government is watching them. They will shut up and they won't do anything. So it's a very, very dangerous thing. The other thing that happens is you find that they can blackmail very high-level government officials. We've seen some very unusual things, some unusual behavior from Supreme Court Chief Justice Roberts on Obamacare. Many people, even before the NSA leaks, believe that perhaps he was being blackmailed. We're going to be right back. We're going to talk about the Snowden leaks. We're also going to talk about European central banks going with negative interest rates. What does that about? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Leanne McAdoo for InfoWarsLife.com. I'm here with Dr. Edward Group, master herbologist and chief formulator behind the InfoWars Life products. Dr. Group, what have you been hearing from women who've started taking Super Female Vitality?
You know, we've heard the reviews and feedback from Super Male Vitality from emails to even excited callers on the radio. Now, the answer for women is here. A new formulation specifically designed for the female body, Super Female Vitality, delivers 10 key herbs that work synergistically to revitalize the unique biology of women.
I'm so glad that you guys made this for women. When he brought me home the bottle of Super Female, I had tons of energy, tons of motivation, a lot of drive. My husband thinks I've been in a better mood. Our relationship, all I can say is it's a lot better now.
I've just started taking Super Female Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. Supplies are limited, so secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or dial 1-888-253-3133.